Rapids Podcast.
Excellent, download, excellent, download, excellent.
Download. The Rapids Podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.
Jones again! Goodness me!
The trash is picked up by Bobby Berwin.
Doyle! He's back! And he's back with a bang!
Here are your hosts, Richard Fleming and Connor McGahee.
From Press Level at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington, this is the Rapids Podcast presented by Advocare. In Leg 1, the Rapids lose 2-1 to Seattle. But as we said beforehand and on the call, 2-1. And can I have some of that cookie, by the way? It looks very tasty. 2-1, Richard Fleming, as this is our dessert for the night, is not the worst scoreline that you could ever have. Leg 1 for the first series against LA Galaxy, 1-0. No away goal there, but when you get that away goal, it changes things in a big way, and that makes Sunday in leg 2 a lot easier for Colorado.
If you were to take that game, and you can hear I've just been eating.
Was it worth it, though?
No. If you take that game in terms of a performance, it wasn't a great performance. It wasn't a good performance from the Rapids. They'll be disappointed with the manner. They'll be disappointed at how Seattle bossed the game. And they'll be disappointed to come away with a loss. But if you take their scoreline, if you just to look at the scoreline in isolation, it's a 2-1 loss. It's a one-goal deficit, but they have an away goal. And as you say, it's something that was different from that first game against LA Galaxy when they lost at StubHub Center by a one goal. But it was a 1-0 loss. And so they didn't have that away goal, which is crucial with away goals counting. 2-1 with a performance that the Rapids put in, where I think that, as I say, they were at times beaten by a Seattle side at their own game that was pressing and closing down the space and getting in the face of the opposition. And at the same time, I think Seattle did well in doing that to knock the Rapids out of their rhythm. Passes going astray. They were camped in their own half for long periods, the Rapids. They did have chances, certainly after the rather controversial and very soft penalty, but Mark Birch made a challenge, made the referee make a decision. It was a very soft penalty. Nicolas Ladero, who, I'll say this, newcomer of the year, as good a player he is, but disappointing in the manner of the way that he plays the game. It's cynical. It's a little bit sneaky. He goes to ground very, very easily. But as a player up against him, you've got to recognise that and you've got to play a little smarter. And I think the Rapids at times didn't do that. So the Rapids have got to learn from that. They've got to be more disciplined. They've got to manage the discipline side of it a lot better. And I'll say this. We spoke before the game on Facebook Live that was about as strong a Seattle lineup that you could face in front of the home crowd in difficult conditions with the momentum against a Rapid side. Skelton Gashi didn't look 100%. Whatever was said did not look 100% against Seattle.
Not Baji's best tonight either.
Not Baji's best. I don't think Jermaine Jones played his best. I don't think Sebastian Latu played his best. I don't think Eric Miller was on top of his game. Again, some of that is the way that Seattle played. So in other words, what we're saying is Seattle, in front of the home crowd with their A team, could only get away with a 2-1 win. They'll feel exactly like LA, that they should have got more than a 1-1.
Pressure's on them now.
The pressure is on them now. And, you know, we saw it in the latter stages of the game here, that the pressure was beginning to build. Latu had a good chance. You know, Skelton Gashi had a chance. Marlon Hairston was in there. So there were opportunities for the Rapids after they'd gone 2-1 down. But I think if you're going to take any heart from that, the Rapids weren't on top of their game. They weren't on their A game. Seattle seemed to be. I can't see the Rapids playing as poorly and being bossed as much as they were against Seattle in Seattle when they returned to Commerce City on Sunday. And the other little quirk is that Seattle have been to this position twice before, 2012 and 2014. They played the home leg second. They played the road leg first and been shut out on the road leg and won the home leg on both occasions previously to LA Galaxy, won the home leg by 2-1. They won 2-1 here. On previous occasions, it wasn't enough. The Rapids fans will hope it's not enough come Sunday.
On Sunday, it'll be 50s and sunny. Well, what did it sound like when it was low 50s and a complete downpour? Here are the highlights from leg 1 of the Western Conference Championship.
Middle for Jermaine Jones, dummy, he leaves it for Kevin Doyle, took a deflection, into the net, Kevin Doyle again! Taken away by Christian Roldan, who heads it down to his feet. He's on the attack now. Roldan, top of the area. Roldan will shoot. Oh, it's up the post. Rebound, and it's in. There's shots from offside, but it's Jordan Morris off his shot from Christian Roldan. Penalty taken by Ladero, and he puts it home. Nicholas Ladero earning a penalty and putting it home. It's 2-1 Seattle. Here's Eric Miller, touches it down, leaves it for Skeltsengashi. Oh, just that close. Skeltsengashi, it looked close, and it was bending to the outside.
The Rapids, to be fair to them, they're not capped in. They're looking to get back on level terms.
Here's Sebastian Latou. He's in all himself. Oh, Sebastian Latou. It's saved by Stephen Fry. Not the best shot, though, from Sebastian Latou. He hit the far post wide open. Decided to go near post, and that's a bad missed opportunity for the Rapids.
Two big chances from two of the Rapids' most experienced players. Skeltsengashi snatched one and dragged it wide, and then Sebastian Latou. It was a difficult angle, and the keeper was on him. It was a tight space, but an experienced guy who knows where the back of the net is. He might be having nightmares about that one. I'm hoping that one doesn't come back to haunt him.
And there's the final whistle from Chris Penso. 2-1 is your final score from CenturyLink Field, which, like we said, is not the end of the world for the Colorado Rapids. Just down a goal, aggregate, but they get that away goal tiebreaker. There's work to be done on Sunday, but there is hope for the Rapids to go to MLS Cup.
So as we look forward to that second leg, 1-0 gets the Rapids through, but it's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
No. Seattle, I think, knowing that they've got an away goal to defend, sorry, I'll correct that, they've got an away goal against, they know that they've got to go out and have a go. And I don't think it's within them to sit and defend. They've got such an offensive side with the Laderos and the Evenshits and the Jordan Morris and the Valdez that I think this is a Seattle side that will go in and will have a go. They're not going to want to be placid. They're not going to want to lie down and try and soak up the pressure. It's on the Rapids, though, to get that goal. Because with an away goal, that increases the pressure on a Seattle side that will see this as their best chance to make their first ever MLS Cup. Of course, the other danger is, and it was there with LA, and it will be there with Seattle on Sunday, is that an away goal for Seattle, and it's back in the mix, and the Rapids will have to then get two goals, and that would be a chance for us to see extra time and maybe penalties again on Sunday. On that occasion, though, there was Tim Howard. There'll be no Tim Howard. I'll say this, though, at CenturyLink Field on Tuesday, Zach McMath pulled off a number of very, very good saves. One of them particularly was a world-class save, and not sure he could do too much about the two goals. The penalty was soft. As we said during the call, Mark Birch dived in. Ladero was going away from goal, and the referee was forced to make a decision. So a 2-1 loss. The Rapids back home, and they will need, as the Sounders had at CenturyLink Field, they will need the home fans. We're expecting another sellout. We saw, and we had a fantastic atmosphere, didn't we, at Dick's Sporting Goods Park? And you know, we're wanting something like that again, because we're that close. We are that close now. One more game, and after Sunday, we will know who's going to be going through to MLS Cup from the Western Conference.
That's what we think about leg one. What do some of the players think? Here's reaction after the game in Seattle.
I think, you know, we can be reasonably happy. I think both teams, you know, the last 5-10 minutes of the game, we're both sort of just seeing it out. You know, we're happy getting the away goal and they're happy winning 2-1. So that's what you get with two legs and the away goal counting like that. So all to play for on Sunday. I think we're happier tonight than we were when we left LA a few weeks ago, and we went on, obviously, to get through the home game. So looking forward to the game Sunday. You know, 1-0 in Denver and we're through, so It'll be tough. It'll be a close game. I'm sure they're a good team. They played well tonight, you know, as they should do at home and on this surface. It's tough, and they played well and won the game. But we're happy, very happy, I think, with the away goal and knowing that a 1-0 win will get us through on Sunday.
How big can the crowd be to help you guys move through on Sunday?
Yeah, they were excellent. It's the noisiest I've heard against LA. It was really, really good. It made such a difference, the atmosphere, and I'm sure it'll be no different this Sunday.
We happy with that away goal, and Now we have to go home, and we know that a one-goal, one-zero win will put us to next round. But I think our luck to the inside. I think the penalty is a penalty, but before that was a clear handball, and referee don't see it, and so they come to the penalty chance. We know that today, with all respect, Seattle has a good team, and especially the front, they know how to play, and we have to respect that. But we knew that it would be not easy, but we came here and said that we want to try to score a goal, and that was the main goal. So and we did it, and now they come to us, they play in altitude, and we never lost a game at home, so we try to keep going. That we said before that we want to score here, and not like we did in the last game with LA, that we come home with no goal. And I think it's that one goal opened us the door, and so now we play at home in front of our fans, and what I said before, if we score one, we go through.
Obviously, never want to lose, but still a pretty good result on the road coming back home where we obviously haven't lost and all to play for. Pretty busy early on, just kind of built my confidence up a little bit. Felt pretty comfortable the rest of the game, dictating the pace of the play and dealing with shots. Like we said in the locker room, I think it's a better result than we had in LA, so we have the road goal in our favor, and if we take care of business at home, that's what we need to do.
Does the game plan change at all at home? Do you guys have a sort of different mojo there?
We definitely have a different mojo. We definitely take it to teams a little bit more at home, and I think we'll be able to take advantage of that.
Getting that away goal is important for us. So I think we're pretty comfortable going back home. We're strong at home, and again, that away goal helps. It's always tough to lose on the road, and but getting that away goal, and it was a very tight game, Small details that make the difference, but again, we're very strong at home, we're confident. We came out really strong, and then we were able to weather the storm, and the game is always going to be going ups and downs, and I think we handled it well for the most part. Again, it's small details that make the difference, and I didn't personally think it was a penalty, but that's my opinion. But as I said, I think we had a lot of good things going on today, but we were at the wrong end of some small details.
How big a loss is Sam going to be in the second leg? He's going to be suspended.
Very big. Yeah. I mean, he's not only our captain, but he's been there almost every game of the season, and he's a general in there, and obviously we're going to miss him as a presence. But fortunately, we got a very deep squad. We got many players who have played in that position before. So we're in a very, very good spot in that sense. It's always tough to lose Sam, but we got guys that can fill in.
The Colorado Rapids are through to the Western Conference Finals!
Audi 2016 MLS Cup playoff tickets are on sale now. The Rapids host the final leg of the Western Conference Championship against the Seattle Sounders on November 27th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Support the Colorado Rapids led by Jermaine Jones and Kevin Doyle as they keep fighting in their pursuit of the 2016 MLS Cup. Get your tickets today at coloradorapids.com.
And despite the person who's telling you to buy tickets, we hope that you do it anyhow. Join us on Sunday for Leg 2 of the Western Conference Championship as the Rapids host Seattle Sounders, a 2 o'clock kickoff at Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
Of course, the other key element is that Sam Cronin will be suspended for that game, picking up a yellow card against Seattle. That means he's got two in the playoffs. That means that yellow card accumulation, which only stands at two yellow cards, which is a little bit it's a little bit testy. So Sam Cronin will sit out on Sunday. He'll be absolutely hoping that he can join his teammates at the end and raise the Western Conference Shield. I suspect Michael Azira, who came in late in the game against Seattle on Tuesday, will step in alongside Jermaine Jones. We want to see more from Schgeltz and Gashi. We want to see more from Sebastian Latou. We want to see more from Dominic Badgey. We want to see more from Eric Miller. A number of players that were under par on Tuesday night. And big-name players have got to step it up on Sunday, because on Sunday, one team will go and one team will go on.
Will they go on to, in the Seattle Sounders case, their first ever MLS Cup, or the Rapids case, their third ever MLS Cup? We will find out come Sunday. Again, we hope you'll join us live in person at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. If you can't make it, join us on Altitude Sports Radio AM 950. Or if you're staying home, watch on ESPN starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday. In Seattle, for Richard Fleming, I'm Connor McGehee. Thanks for listening to the Rapids Podcast, presented by Advocare. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on Sunday. We'll talk about it next week on the Rapids Podcast. Goodbye.
The Rapids Podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.